咱今仔日的经文是记载伫列王纪上，咱要对第二十二章四十一节来三甲读到第五十三节。咱中间若是有无方便徛立真久的，咱会做原在坐坐，其余的请咱三甲起立开声来读。第四十一节。以色列王阿哈第四年，阿萨的子约沙法登基做了犹大王。约沙法登基的时阵，年三十五岁，在耶路撒冷做王二十五年。伊的母亲名叫阿苏巴，乃是西利希的查某囡仔。约沙法行伊父亲阿萨所行的道，无偏离左右。行耶和华眼中看做正的代志，只是躯干无血气，百姓犹原伫遐献祭烧香。约沙法甲以色列王和好，约沙法其余的代志，甲伊所献出的勇力，并伊怎样征战，拢写伫犹大列王纪上。约沙法将伊的父亲阿萨在世所存落的乱党拢伫对国中堵起了。迄个时阵，以东无王，有总督治理。约沙法制造他斯船只，要往俄斐去，将金仔运来，只是无去，因为船伫伊店家别破坏了。阿哈的囝阿哈夏对约沙法讲。用我的仆人甲你的仆人坐船同去，约沙法却唔肯。约沙法甲列祖同困，总伫亚大比城伊的列祖的军队内，伊的囝约兰接续伊做王。犹大王约沙法十七年，阿哈的囝阿哈夏伫撒玛利亚登基，做以色列王共两年。伊惊耶和华眼中看做恶的代志，效法伊的爸母，佮惊尼拔的子亚罗波安，予以色列人陷伫罪内的代志。伊照着伊的父亲一切所行的，侍奉敬拜巴力，惹耶和华以色列上帝的怒气。
各位平安
，peace everyone。
今仔日咱要思想这个列王纪上罗马一篇。
Today we will be studying the concluding passage of First Kings。
然后咱刷起七月开始，咱就要思想彼得前书。
And from July onwards, we will be looking at First Peter。
所以刷起读经的人会较方便。
So our scripture readers will breathe easy now。
然后无论英文、汉文，咱下摆咱读的拢真方便。
And it's quite easier for us to read。
所以我相信隆重读经的人真欢喜我了，刷了。
I think all our scripture readers are very pleased with me。
但是咱知影，无论新约、旧约，拢是上帝的话。
We know the Old and New Testaments are both the Word of God。
然后，咱今仔日咱要思想的是讲到，咱要怎样得到一个蒙福的生命。
So today we want to discuss how do we receive a blessed life。
兄弟姊妹，上帝其实爱人拢得到一个丰盛的生命。
Believe that God wants us to have blessed lives。
呀，上帝本身是指爱人得到一个蒙恩蒙福的生活。
He wants us to live a life that's filled with His blessing。
但是要怎样呢
？However, how do we do this？
然后，假使你来看这段经文的时阵，还是你看归根列王纪上的时
，If you look at this passage, or in fact the entire Book of
然后你若假使有法当将两句话你去掉
，and we could if we just realize two phrases，
然后你就有法当将归根册你抓到伊的中心
，and we can practically summarize the entire book in these two phrases。
然后这两句话伫归根册内面出现，搁出现，搁出现。
These two phrases appear again and again across the whole book。
那这两句话是什么
？And these are
一句叫做惊。 耶和华看作正的代志。
To do what is right in the sight of the Lord。
另外一句是在行耶和华看作歹的代志。
And the other is to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord。
你来注意去看这两句话吼，出来个出来个出来。
Now these two lines are recurring themes in the entire book。
然后一对隆重的南王、南国的王、北国的王，隆重用这两句话来形容。
Whether they're kings of Israel or Judah, they are always summed up in these phrases。
那真可惜，以色列的十九个王、无半个王，耶和华看最正的物件。
Unfortunately, none of the 19 kings of the northern kingdom did what was right in the sight of the Lord。
然后感谢上帝，这个以色列这边排王以后，感谢上帝，南国的王不是大家的排王。
But thankfully, the kings of Judah weren't all evil。
然后所以圣经不甲南国的王讲，伊惊耶和华看作歹，但是有怪是耶和华看作正的代志。
Because some of the Jewish kings were evil, but many did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
所以你会注意去看，北国无半个王是惊耶和华看作正，所以上帝和伊伫主前722年和亚述国灭去了。
So we remember that because none of the Israelite kings did what was right, God punished them and destroyed them in 722 BC.
但是咱看到这个。南国感谢上帝，因为里面有一款是耶行了耶和华看作正的代志。
Thankfully, because the kings of Judah did what was right.
所以因为这款的缘故，上帝让伊一直到主前586年，甲予巴比伦灭去。
Because of some of these righteous kings, the Lord only made them and captive them in 586 BC.
所以你会看到原来吼，这个人被蒙恩啊蒙恩，只有一句话。
So we see to sum it up, a blessed life is a life that does what is right in the sight of the Lord. And we see the phrase recurs because the author is looking at man's life through God's eyes.
所以代表咱做代志，你要互上帝看作正。
So everything we do could be seen as right or evil in the sight of the Lord.
兄弟姊妹，当你甲我人生做决定的时阵，大家人拢有咱家己的价值观。
Brothers and sisters, when we make decisions in life, they're all governed by our values.
伫咱每一个决定的，拢影响咱所得的结果是啥物。
And whatever decisions we make has different results.
但是这个根据吼是耶和华。
But these standards must be based on the Lord.
So we
know that everyone makes different decisions every day. Some are major or some are minor. And sometimes we think if it's a major decision, we need to pray more. It's a minor decision, we can take care of it. That's not necessarily true. Oftentimes, seemingly minor decisions will have great consequences.
哦，譬如讲今仔日去穿衫。
For example, what you wear today.
啊，你有祈祷一下无
？Did you pray about what to wear?
可能你今仔日少年女的，你今仔穿红色的衫。
What if you're a young lady who wears a red dress?
然后哇，你拄拄有一个男的来看到你穿红衫，煞显着你，煞将来煞变作恁丈夫，你知无
？And there happens to be a man who is very attracted to you and becomes your future husband.
所以有真侪物件大细真艰苦讲。
Sometimes we can't tell what our major or
minor
decisions.But whatever decisions we make are influenced by our values. I have a teacher who had a student who asked him. The student said, when I was in England, there was a man who was courting me.
This
was a female student, just to clarify.
然后伊就咧聊嘢时阵，所以因两个即个男的载伊去到山顶，然后看风景。
And so this man romantically invited her on a date on a mountain top.
然后当讲了咯，要落山的时阵。
And as they were coming down after their date.
然后忽然间，迄等车无紧，伊紧派去。
Suddenly the brake of the car malfunctioned.
然后哇，就冲落去，因为拄是行下坡，手冲如紧。
And it broke with her on a slope, so the car was just rushing downhill.
然后这个男的本身尽量用伊的车去弄阻塞、弄物件，好希望讲伊的车有法当停。
And as much as possible, the man was trying to stop the car by whatever means.
但是真可惜，迄辆车无法当停。
But unfortunately, the car just kept going.
我问你，你那是迄个男的，你要做什么
？So I ask you, if you were this man, what would you have done?
我问开，无答案。 那你若是迄个男的，你做啥物
？If you were this man, what would you do？
然后事实迄摆发生的是啥物
？What did happen that time？
迄个男的哦，煞对车跳落去。
This man just opened the door and bailed out。
然后，让迄个女的继续留伫车顶。
And the girl was left inside the vehicle。
然后，让迄等车继续怎样？
And the car just kept going downhill.
然后唔知干哪，唔知干哪，上帝恩典。
But somehow, by God's
grace, 我你讲大行恩典，我跟你讲大行是恩典。
I tell you, everything is by grace.
然后唔知干哪，迄等车唔知弄到啥物煞停去。
Somehow the car hit something else.
所以
这
个女的无死。
And so that girl was safe.
然后呢，我问你。
So I'll ask you.
你那迄个女的。
If you were this girl,
啊，你要娶这个男的无
？Would you want to marry this man?
哈？不要不要。
Would you？
啊，当你要做决定的时候，你有一个价值观，有影无
？So the fact of the matter is, when we make decisions, we have values underneath.
所以这个女的去问我的先生，原因是因为也听这个男的唔知得怎样。
And the reason this girl consulted my teacher was because she liked the guy.
所以人哦，即是真侪时阵，第十二路口，咱有一款要做决定，这决定会巩固，迄价值是啥物
？So oftentimes when we're at a crossroads, our decisions are based on values inside.
譬如讲，伫活伫实际生活内面。
For example, in our daily lives.
然后，你若要读医科
，If you were to study medicine.
然后伫医科内面，先生讲真清楚，我要接受学堂要接受的额真有限。
Say you want to study medicine, but the slots in the school you want are very limited.
然后有一个方法吼，互你有法当入去到迄个。
But there is a way where you can get their name on the list.
就是送先生礼物。
It's to give a little gift to a teacher.
我问你，你要送不？
So I'll ask you, would you?
没不？
Would you?
啊，这个也是一个决定。
So this is a decision you have to make.
遐地基要伫咱的人生的内面有真侪物件要决定。
In our lives, there are many decisions we have to take.
但是这个决定吼，到底要根据什么
？But what are they based on？
然后咱若要正确得到上帝祝福的这个人生
，If we want to live a life that is blessed by God，
圣经真清楚讲什么啊？都行怎啊？耶和华。
The scripture puts it very clearly. We need to do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
但是真可惜吼，有真侪时阵哦，咱将耶和华看作正，这个耶和华用别项取代了。
But sadly, we often do what is right in the sight of many things, but not the Lord.
有啊，人是用看什么啊？行家己所看作正。
Many people they make decisions based on whether they think it's right or wrong.
兄弟姊妹，有真侪时阵，咱做决定看是咱感觉对，噶唔对
？Oftentimes we make decisions based on how we feel about it.
啊，我相信你最近呐看香港的报纸。
Often recently, if we look at the newspapers of Hong Kong.
最近一个真大的示威的代志发生。
So there's a great event happening.
啊，到底啊要做啥物较好
？And what is a right decision？
啊，这个是一个问题，得去决定。
There's a major issue in Hong Kong. Everyone's saying, I'm right here. But what is right? Many people think, I think this is right, so I'm right. So many times we make decisions based on what we think is right or wrong. Especially the youth of this age. Oftentimes, our generation has a different perspective. They seldom neglect to see the results. Instead, they think what's important is my enjoyment right now. In fact, this is the concept behind credit cards.
Enjoy now, pay later.
Often say, if you get this card, you can enjoy now and pay later.
将来是什么我都唔知。
We don't know what the future holds.
现在较重要。
So what's important is the present.
所以我现在感觉欢喜较重要。
So right now, I think it's important to enjoy myself.
所以你看到真侪人讲，你问伊干哪只安尼，讲我爱诶。
So you ask people the basis of their decisions. They say because I'm happy with it.
干哪你爱啊
？You ask why do you want to do this?
用 basta 我爱。
They said I just do.
啊，就是安尼啊。
And that's their basis.
所以真侪人诶思想是甲 Nike 相同啊。Nike slogan 是什么？
啊
？What's the Nike slogan? Just do it.
You make Nike decisions. Just do it.
这是现今的这思想。
And this is a concept that we have right now.
但是坦白讲，将来一日你甲我 唔是看咱怎样判断咱家己。
But the truth is, at the end of the day, it's not about how we view ourselves.
因为圣经讲真清楚，是行什么呀？是耶和华看最
正。Instead, the ultimate authority of right or wrong is not ourselves, but the Lord.
哇，唔是主要。
And we aren't.
那有时就喏，人将这个耶和华看最正，这个耶和华除了家己以外。
Oftentimes, other than God or ourselves, our basis for our decisions is other people.
你知有选人活伫世界内面，一日干唔就是要讨人欢喜，你知无？
You know there are people pleasers in life whose primary goal in life is to make people happy.
但是活伫这世界内面，你要讨人欢喜真艰苦，你知无？
But it's very difficult to please everyone.
你看我囝这个头毛水要无水啊？
If you look at the hair of my son.
你知干那自己剪这头毛？
You know why he has this hairstyle?
因为阮甲阮这个丈人去大家带啊。
Because when I was with my father-in-law, 大家带。
去大家带了的时阵，因要去 shopping， 阮两个无爱 shopping。
And when they were shopping, my son and I didn't want to go with them。
来，我感觉我头毛是干枯啊，要死啊。
And I felt my hair was long and itchy。
哦，来，咱用时间去剪头毛啊。
So we just snuck away for a quick haircut。
然后去了的时
，And after that，
你无看到我剪个偌水的
？And you see my nice hair。
然后到伊出来说，哇，伊头毛真物只得特别的。
And his hair was different。
但是这个剪的人哦，伊讲什么啊？伊才是用伊看水的干角度去剪完啊不
？But of course, it's all based on whether the barber thinks it looks good or not。
但是我看这个凯凯的面，我啊真无贵死了。
So I wasn't used. I couldn't recognize him for a while。
但是我感谢主，伊不是为我来挖。
But thankfully, he's not based his decisions on my life. Because I would have disagreed with his hairstyle. But often people do live for other people. There are people who, if they make a remark and you feel so bad about it, and sometimes someone gives you a little compliment and you lose sleep the whole night. So the fact is, many people base our decisions on what other people think is right. And it's very difficult as pastors sometimes. Because people make remarks about the size of our pants. And so I just ditched the slim fits or the loose pants.
So we live in this world, people say because we are so concerned about our
But the thing is, we are affected by other people because it affects what we feel inside.
So in
life, sometimes we do what other people think is good.
当然,
of course.
我相信有时阵人看做正的，无拄拄逐摆是歹。
It's true that not people's concepts are not necessarily wrong.
对不？但是五万人看最正的物件，这个是甲耶和华看最正的是啥物？是相同的时阵，你就无问题。
But when people's ideas are according to what God thinks, then that's right.
所以兄弟姊妹，你若看圣经的时
，Brothers and sisters, if you look at scripture,
这个观念。是这个原则真清楚。
We see this idea very clearly.
所以兄弟姊妹，原则。
Brothers and sisters，
就是这句话。
This phrase.
为什么安尼讲
？Why do I say this？
因为伫旧约内面啊。
It's in the Old Testament.
有几落个真重要的约。
We see a few very important covenants.
因为头一个约，可能你甲我真了解，这个是叫做亚伯拉罕的约。
One with which we are very familiar is the Abrahamic covenant.
因为亚伯拉罕的约是上帝甲亚伯拉罕立。
This was a covenant established by God and Abraham. And this is an unconditional treaty. It's just a free gift. God says, I want to bless Abraham. And through Abraham, God blessed all the nations. This is one without conditions.
So you and me, if we believe Jesus,
And so today, if we believe in Jesus, then we're grafted into Abraham's descendants.
So, because this reason, you and I can be able to receive the blessing of God's
blessing. And for this reason, our salvation, our blessing of salvation, is without conditions.
但是,
but.Besides the Abrahamic covenant, there's also the Mosaic covenant.
这个摩西的约是什么?
And this Mosaic
covenant.
If you want to look, study it more carefully, you can look at Deuteronomy 28. It's mentioned something very clearly. It says, if you faithfully obey the Lord, then you will be blessed. If you do not obey, then you will be judged. Now these two choices are laid out. To obey and be blessed or not obey and encounter trials. Now in the Israelite mind, this is very clear. Now if you look at Joshua,
we
remember Joshua asked the people, as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. Now, why did he say this? Because of the same idea. He says, I will do this. I will serve what the Lord thinks is right. And as for you, you choose for yourself.
So this Mosaic,
So the Mosaic covenant has just permeated the entire philosophy of the Israelite mind. And this is conditional.
So if
you look at 1 Kings, the actions of the kings were corresponding to this covenant. If you do what is right, or you do what is evil, and that results in blessing or punishment. That is your choice.
So if you look at this final
passage, you see Jehoshaphat?
上帝讲,
God says he did what was right. And if you look at Asa, Jehoshaphat's father Asa also did what was right.
You
look at King Ahab, he did what was evil.
You
look at Ahaziah.
Son
Ahaziah also did what was evil.
So this
philosophy is very clear.
So brothers
and sisters,
the
values with which we decide is not about whether we are pleased or about whether people are pleased, but whether God is pleased. So in this passage, what are some things we can consider? There are two things that we can
want to share.
Some instructions. The first is, if we want to do what is right in the sight of the Lord,
then
we need to spend time walking beside people who are also serving the Lord. And we need to avoid the people who are not walking the way of the Lord. So in this passage, how do we see this concept? King Jehoshaphat was a good man. The Bible says he did according like Asa's father did what was right. If you look at King Asa, there were four things that King Asa did. First of all, he destroyed all the idols. Remember, both kingdoms were filled with idolatry. And so Asa destroyed all the idols.
第二行,
Secondly, he commanded the people to go serve the Lord. This is a beautiful image.
第三,
Thirdly,
he
established an altar with which to serve the Lord. These were places where they could decide what was right and what serves the Lord, pleases the Lord. Finally, Asa destroyed his own mother's throne. And why was that?
Because
his mother encouraged idolatry in the nation. So this choice meant he would rather choose God.
So we see King Asa did what was right in the
sight of the Lord. However, the problem with Jehoshaphat,
it says
something very simply.
In verse 44,
Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. Is it wrong to make peace? Isn't it a good thing to make peace? But underneath this is a problem. This is a peace. If a peace leads us away from the Lord,
okay,
then that is evil. I'll repeat. If peace with man leads us away from the Lord, then that is wrong. And why do I say this? Remember back in the day, in a message earlier on, we remember how Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to battle against Syria.
And Jehoshaphat
asked, are there any prophets of the Lord with you?
But
do you remember all the prophets of Ahab were false prophets?
And
so Ahab said, it's fine, let's go and fight. But Jehoshaphat asked, are there any prophets of the Lord here? And they found a man called Micaiah. And Micaiah said, no, do not go and fight. Do not fight. But if we look at the results, at the end of the day, Jehoshaphat still went to battle with Ahab. Of course, you remember that Ahab was slain in battle by an arrow.
Remember,
and when the enemy saw Jehoshaphat, they avoided him. Because the Syrian king only wanted Ahab's blood. But we did still see that Jehoshaphat went to battle with Ahab. Let me tell you, it's good we're following God's way. But an important factor is whom we're walking with. You know, we influence each other. People we're around will influence us. Recently, there was a person who invited me to a meal. There was a man who lost his wife. And so he remarried a second wife. And this wife, and this woman her husband also died. And so this was also her second marriage. And so as we had a meal together, asked this couple, now that you're married to each other, how are you guys affecting each other? And so they thought about it. And the husband answered me first. He said, my first wife who died, my first wife influenced me to seek the Lord. And what about the second wife, I asked? And he said, my first wife influenced me to go to the Lord, but this second wife influenced me to love him even more. And so I asked the wife, what about you?
And
she thought about it and she said, this second husband is making me more Chinese. And I said, you are Chinese. How are you becoming more Chinese? And she said, the culture is more Chinese now. It's a simple illustration. People affect each other.
所以我跟你讲，要行上帝路。
So if we want to walk in the Lord's paths,
甲谁啊行，真重要。
It's very important to consider whom we're walking with.
因为即个我无反对咱就甲人做朋友。
Now I am not against making friends.
因为咱就甲人做朋友，然后咱有法当好好关心人，好好听人，伊就无唔对。
We need to befriend many people to and love them.
但是更加重要的。
But importantly.
伊那是影响咱无行上帝路，迄个咱就注意。
We need to be careful about people who are influencing us away from God.
这个也是因为这个原因，教会鼓励咱来参加咱的 K group.
And this is also one reason the church is encouraging us to join our K groups.
啊，咱的 K group 叫 Koinonia。
Koinonia.
Koinonia 是一个团体。
Koinonia means fellowship.
好，咱兄弟姐妹三合聚堆有一个团体。
So that as we meet together with our brothers and sisters and fellowship.
然后，好，咱有法当三关心。
We can care for each other.
三照顾。
Protect each other.
然后，三方向，听上帝，听人。
And walk together so that we can love God and love people all the more.
所以兄弟姐妹，你甲谁啊行？这个真重要。
Now it's important who we're walking beside.
你知影圣经？
You know, the Bible says,
这个阿哈王甲这个约沙法两个是亲家，你知？
We know, we realize that King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat were in-laws.
因两个是亲家。
They were in-laws.
但是你若看圣经，
but if you look at the Bible,
这个阿哈王的查某啊是嫁予约沙法的囝约兰。
We know that Ahab married his daughter to Jehoshaphat's son.
但是你看圣经看啥？
But if you keep looking, keep reading. And you look, especially if you look at 2 Kings, Jehoshaphat's son Jehoram departed from the way of the Lord. And the reason was because of his wife. Now realize what I'm saying. Who are you with? It's very crucial. If we want to follow God, then we need to be with people who can walk and pray beside us. And that's precious.
So this is the first thing. In this passage, the author of the Bible says,
So that's the first thing we realize in this passage, that it's good to follow the Lord, but we also need to be surrounded by people who can encourage us even more. If not, then because we want to save face or we want to look good, then we'll lose our righteousness. And it's sad because Jehoshaphat suffered in this regard. This is the first point. Secondly, if we want to follow the Lord, of course we mentioned we need to be walking with people. Secondly, besides that, there's I want us to realize,
Verse 43
says, he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He did not turn aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Yet the high places were not taken away. This yet is crucial here. Because we know that he did all the good things that his father Asa did. However, he neglected this one thing. What were these high places? We remember when the kingdom was still united, it was fine. But after it was split into the northern and southern kingdoms, we know that the Israelites were supposed to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year for Passover, for the Pentecost, for the Feast of Booths, Feast of Tabernacles. Now, at least 3 times, they all need to go to Jerusalem.
But
because the first king of Israel, Jeroboam, feared that people would keep going to the southern kingdom. And he thought maybe my people would turn towards the southern kingdom in Jerusalem. And that's why Jeroboam established high places in the northern kingdom. Now, Jehoshaphat did not destroy these high places. In the first place, he didn't need these places in this southern kingdom. And yet he kept them. And this was not according to God's will. So we see Jehoshaphat served the Lord, yet he did something. But if you keep reading, we remember that Asa was a good king. Yet there was one thing he failed. Which was
a prostitute.
Oh, the male called the prostitute. This was the male called prostitute. We remember that in their worship, they had both male and female prostitutes. And they would worship their Baal with copulation.
So, but
so we know Asa was a good king, and yet he did not destroy these practices.
And
so I want us all to consider this. Oftentimes we do what is right. However, there are many things in which we don't do to totality. Like King Asa was good, and yet he neglected these prostitutes. We know Jehoshaphat was good, yet he neglected these high places. So I believe in our lives there are many howevers that we leave. And these yets, these howevers will influence us. Because if it weren't so important, then the scripture wouldn't mention, yet he did not do this.
That
means the Lord realizes how important this yet is.
为什么?
And why is that?
因为
Now this is what the Lord's perspective is. He says, be perfect. Jesus said, be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. And according to man's perspective,
I think
man thinks that if you do many good things, then maybe you can let something slide.
Oftentimes,
we think, God, I'm doing so much for you, then we can just let a few things slide, can't we?
But
this is the one thing that will affect our ability to follow God wholeheartedly. We know many people come to church. They might come to church and yet they watch immoral films. Yet they watch these things. Or many people believe in Jesus. And yet they also hold on to a lot of superstitions. Yet they hold on to these. And when you're eating fish, you know there's a Chinese superstition when you can't flip the fish over. Or when you're sending people out, or sending people off, you're not supposed to flip this fish. Because this represents a capsizing boat. And so we think many times we do many good things, and this yet will destroy us. And sometimes we buy houses and we consider the feng shui of it. And this yet will affect us. Or if you go to a cemetery, you shouldn't go right back home. You need to visit a coffee shop first, maybe. And now we don't need to go to UCC.
You
can go to Tim Hortons. It's a bit cheaper.
And
don't go home straight from the cemetery because you'll bring all the bad luck with you. So oftentimes we think, I'm following God in so many aspects, but there's a yet involved. So we're not judging each other. We each have our own however's.
But
may the Lord help us. What God sees as right is not partial. He wants to see total. Want your entire being. Your entire being to be a blessing to people. We see Asa did well. It says King Asa experienced peace for 10 years. You see, Jehoshaphat did well. And his nation experienced peace as well. But brothers and sisters, do you want to live a blessed life? Do you want God's blessing in your life? There's only one standard. Do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Do not do what is evil in the sight of the Lord. And never replace the standards of the Lord with standards of ourselves, of other people. And as we do, it's good, we follow the Lord. But be careful as you serve the Lord who you're walking beside. And it's good, we're serving the Lord. But be careful of the yets that we have. Because I believe if this is the way we live, then we can be blessed people. And peace and blessing will flow from you to the people around you. And this goes back to the Abrahamic covenant. God will use us to be blessings to all nations. Brothers and sisters, do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be a blessing to many? Do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the book of 1 Kings. How we saw the rise and the fall of all the monarchs. And through their lives, you realize the important lesson that we need to do what is right in your eyes. Forgive us for the times we live according to what we think is right. Forgive us for the times we live according to what people tell us to do. Forgive us for the times we replaced your standards with our own human standards. But Father, we want to do better. As a church, may you bless us, give each one of us a right mindset, one that wants to please you above all else, one that's willing to give up, to surrender ourselves in order to do what is right. And we're sorry for all the dark spots that we refuse to face in our lives, because those are the ones you want us to destroy. Please, Lord, bless us and give us the strength to serve you and to remove all else that are distractions. All our idols we want to tear down. All this we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.